Travel has the potential to open your mind to new possibilities and ideas, but it can also lead to some unexpected outcomes, especially in this age of automation and artificial intelligence. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about the marvels and occasional perils of travel in the modern world. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Oprah's Book Club just picked Bruce Halsinger's new novel, Culpability, for a big summer read, and all I can say is, I told you so. I've been talking about this book for months. As it opens, a family is on its way to the eastern shore of Delaware for their son's last high school lacrosse game in a self-driving minivan. Noah Cassidy is working on a legal memo in the front passenger seat. His 17-year-old son Charlie is at the wheel. In the back are Charlie's sisters and their mom, Lorelai, a MacArthur genius who studies the ethical concerns raised by AI. And guess what? One is about to unfold before their eyes. When 13-year-old Alice suddenly screams, Charlie jerks the wheel and they crash into a Honda Accord coming in the other direction, killing both passengers. As it turns out, each person in the car has reason to believe the accident was their fault, and the Delaware State Police have their own ideas, which they pursue as the family miserably tries to get through their vacation week on the Chesapeake Bay. AI threads through the plot in so many fascinating ways. One of the kids is confiding all her secrets to a chatbot. The vacation rental is a smart house just across the cove from the compound of a billionaire AI entrepreneur. A search and rescue is managed by drones. And of course, almost every time something bad happens, someone was staring at a phone at the time. Oprah is right. With so much to talk about, this would be a great pick for any book club. And off we go into the wild blue yonder for Sky Daddy by Kate Folk. This hilarious deadpan novel features a narrator named Linda who loves planes. I mean, she really loves planes. She saves all her money for her monthly treat, a round-trip flight out of San Francisco during which she experiences intense sexual pleasure, and she dreams of someday uniting with one of her lovers in a fiery crash. This was my destiny, she confesses, for a plane to recognize me as his soulmate mid-flight and, overcome with passion, relinquish his grip on the sky, hurtling us to Earth in a carnage that would meld our souls for eternity. As the novel opens, Linda's office mate Karina invites her to join the BBB, a vision board brunch she and her friends hold quarterly. Thrilled to be included, but fearing to disclose the true object of her lust, Linda plasters her board with photos of handsome pilots. And perhaps the universe is listening, because she does end up going on a few dates, one with a guy who pretends to be a pilot, and another with a guy who's up for buying plane tickets and pursuing mile-high adventures. But as funny and outrageous as it is, Sky Daddy is actually less about sex than about loneliness. Linda's growing friendship with Karina, the co-worker who invites her to the BBB, is an aspect of the book that is unexpectedly sweet and moving. Deathly afraid of flying, Karina asks Linda to be her coach as she tries to overcome it. Linda is dumbstruck by Karina's interest and genuine affection for her. She's never really had a friend before. If you love Miranda July's All Fours, you should definitely try Sky Daddy. And if you haven't read either of them yet, get them both and thank me later.
The books are Culpability by Bruce Halsinger and Sky Daddy by Kate Folk. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.